This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. France will end its military presence in Niger following the July coup in the West African country.
President Emmanuel Macron says France will end its military presence in Niger and pull its ambassador out of the country now that its democratically elected president has been deposed in a coup. France has maintained some 1,500 troops in Niger since the July coup and refused a request by the new junta for its ambassador to leave. But with tensions mounting, Macron says he told the ousted president Mohamed Bazoum on Sunday, quote, France has decided to bring back its ambassador, and in the coming hours our ambassador and several diplomats will return to France. He also says France is ending its military cooperation with Niger. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
This week, with the threat of a government shutdown looming, U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will once again try to woo far-right conservative holdouts who are blocking passage of bills that don't cut spending.
That same group of Republicans who are members of the controlling party in the House of Representatives wants deep cuts to domestic spending as well as to U.S. support for Ukraine in its ongoing war against invading Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden on U.S. Network Pool as provided by the Associated Press.
The people of Ukraine are steeled for this struggle ahead, and the United States is going to continue to stand with you.
McCarthy left $300 million of funding for Ukraine in an embattled defense spending bill before the House of Representatives. It's something unlikely to endear his far-right flank. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The Israeli military said it struck militant sites in Gaza for the third day in a row after Palestinian militants near the border fence launched incendiary balloons into Israel and threw an explosive at soldiers. The strike came on the heels of an Israeli military raid Sunday in the north or northern West Bank. This is VOA News. North Korea has called South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol a guy with a trash-like brain and a diplomatic idiot, as it blasted him for using a UN speech to issue a warning over the North's deepening military ties with Russia. In a speech at the UN General Assembly last week, Yoon said South Korea will not sit idly by if North Korea and Russia agree to weapons deals that end with a pose a threat to South Korea. New U.S. sanctions announced Friday will target an additional group of Haitians linked to gang violence that has destabilized a crisis-plagued region.
In an exclusive interview with VOA, Barbara Feinstein, the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Caribbean Affairs and Haiti, announced new sanctions targeting Haitians responsible for destabilization of the country.
Secretary Blinken today announced the designation of five more individuals for visa restrictions. And this is part of our broader policy of trying to promote accountability in Haiti for those individuals who are supporting gangs and destabilizing the situation.
In the meantime, in his speech before the UN General Assembly, Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry repeated his urgent appeal for a multinational force to help Haiti's national police combat gang violence. Sandra Lemaire, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is in Africa this week, his first visit to the continent since becoming defense secretary. And VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb is traveling with him.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Somali forces have made impressive progress in the fight against al-Shabaab.
They've made more progress in the last year than was made in the previous 5 years.
Austin met with Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed in Djibouti on Sunday as part of his first visit to the African continent as defense secretary. Earlier, Austin met with the Djiboutian president and defense minister. He thanked them for hosting the United States' primary base in Africa, Camp Lemonnier, which has about 5,000 U.S. military personnel. Carla Babb, VOA News, Djibouti.
A tentative deal has been reached to end Hollywood's writer's strike after nearly 5 months. The Writers Guild of America reached the deal Sunday with an alliance of studios, streaming services, and production companies. The guild's board and members must approve the agreement before the strike officially ends. Hollywood's actors remain on strike with no deal yet in the works. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.